Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Oh, it's a gimme.
To get
Soundgarden.
Yep.
Black Hole Sun.
A lot of weather talk. I just felt it appropriate today.
Yeah, all right. In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows. Has the face, lies the snake, in the sun, in my disgrace. Make an argument that when it comes to those who are no longer with us, you can miss Chris Cornell more than anybody else. What a talent.
What a talent. Amazing. Great
Unbelievable
voice.
Talent. We should play that. He does a great version, did a great version of Ave Maria. We should do that at some point. All right. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at just $32,800. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
A lot of pressure on the Bills tonight, as we made a point of last week, and I do agree with that. However, looking at the schedules, if I might, if the Patriots lose tonight, they're in a bit of a kerfuffle in terms of winning the division. If the Bills win, they go to 8-4. They have three absolute gimme games left. Home games against Carolina, Atlanta, and the Jets, all at home. So if they win tonight, they instantly are at 11 wins, in my opinion. They have two tough games left. They would be at Tampa next week, and they've got that Patriots game at Gillette the day after Christmas. Plus, the Bills are 3-0 in the division. They have beat Miami twice, where the Pats have already lost once. So the second tiebreaker in divisions comes down to the division record. So you would then have to beat Miami. If the Patriots lose tonight, they've got to win 3 out of 4. They absolutely have to beat the Bills and the Dolphins, and it's a tough sled to win the division. So just to put it in perspective, I do think the Bills have pressure, and if they lose, it's like it feels like the everything they built up is crumbling. But if the Patriots lose, they're the fifth seed, and things look a whole lot different tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm a little bit worried about the Pats-Dolphins second game, because you look at the Dolphins and what Tua's doing pre and post-trade deadline, and he's a different guy, and he beat them pre-trade deadline, and I think he could beat them post. I think now that he has the monkey off his back, constantly talking about Deshaun Watson. Are they going to get Deshaun Watson?
Right, right.
That pressure of constantly looking over his shoulder, now that that's gone, he's looked way better. So I don't think that that's a gimme game anymore.
All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I begin my day with the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. Great, great outlet, very accurate. And today, they have the updated playoff chances. And don't blame me, they have 50,000 simulations. So this is as accurate as it can be. The team in the AFC on December 6th, 2021, that is the most likely Super Bowl contestant for the AFC is your New England Patriots.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
In the NFC, the team with the most likely chance to reach Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium in LA, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
So, do you want to see that as a Patriots fan? Would you like to see a rematch?
Hell yeah.
I would not. It felt like my mom and dad screaming at each other. I just wanted to end. Secondly, do you think Bill and or Tom wants to face the other? I believe Bill wants to play Tom. I think Tom would rather play anybody else in the AFC.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I would love that Super Bowl. That would be Bill Belichick's opportunity to not only get redemption after Brady winning the Super Bowl last year, but really crush the people who say it was more about Tom mm-hmm. than it was about Bill. Because if you can go out there and put another defensive performance up and Brady have like a horrible game,
yeah,
that's it. And win. Oh, man.
Yeah, you
does,
bet.
Does the rest of the country want to see it, though?
No, there was a great column. I know people hate him, but Shaughnessy had a good column over the weekend. And he quoted a guy who was writing about what it would be for like for the rest of the country. He said it'd basically be like sitting next to a colicky child throwing up and screaming the entire flight.
I don't know what the country would want to see, though. Like when you think about Super Bowls and you go, oh, I'll enjoy watching that. I mean, I think that that would be the best matchup. What else is there? You want to watch see Aaron Rodgers? Maybe Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes going against each other?
I would prefer.
Patrick
would
Mahomes prefer is not going to the
Bill
Super Bowl.
Bill and Tom, absolutely. All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Over the weekend, news broke that one Tristan Thompson is expecting another child with another woman. Marlee Nichols.
Yep.
Alleges that she and Tristan had some sexual encounters back in March.
Wasn't she his personal trainer?
Correct.
Okay.
He said one, right?
Right. But one, she says...
Just one encounter.
Well, that's what he says.
Well, the guy is virile. I mean, well, it's, apparently...
I mean, he's shooting live.
He's got good swimmers, as they say.
Right. A reminder, it only takes one time. But that was back when he and Chloe were together.
Got the Michael Phelps swimmers.
And I have a few things to say about this.
Okay. Oh, you do? Okay.
One... Khloe Kardashian, run as fast as you can. Do not go back to this guy because he's already done it once to you while you were pregnant. Now he's doing it again. You're looking silly, and you got to move on. I know it's hard. You got to move on. Number two, the text messages that were put in these claims that he is the father, she's looking for child support, so on and so forth, are A, terrible. He basically says, by the time you have this baby, this is going to be my last season playing. I will be retired, and you will not get a ton of child support if that's what you're looking for. Huh. So take the $75,000 I'll give you right now instead of the couple hundred a month that you will get once the child is here. Mm. Number three, the texts that were given in this, I hope that they were just court documents writing them out because it looks like they're Snapchat texts. If I'm looking at this, it looks like what you send via Snapchat. And reminder to everybody out there, if somebody you are hooking up with is just messaging you on Snapchat, run. That is a red flag, massive red flag. So I hate that about Tristan. And then last but certainly not least is to remind yourself the way you get them is how you lose them. Because Khloe did this with his ex-girlfriend, ex-baby mama, and that's how she's going to lose him this time.
Well, you mean she was the cheater with him when he was with somebody else?
She says that there was no overlap, but timetables would tell otherwise.
This is karma. Right.
Yes.
She's getting karma.
Well, yes. She still doesn't deserve it. He's the issue here.
Yeah, but she's the one who's been allowing this behavior for years. This isn't the first time Tristan cheated on her.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I blame Tristan Thompson. But if she's going to allow him to keep doing this and doing this and doing this, isn't she more to blame than Tristan's to blame?
Well, he must have tons of money. What's he talking about that he's only going to be able to give her a couple $100 a month? I mean, when he retires.
He says, you are aware that I'm retiring after the season, so in terms of support, it will be whatever is required monthly for someone who's unemployed. It's Texas, so it will only be a couple $100. So you're better off taking the $75,000 I'm offering.
Then they have a couple kids with one with Chloe. Then he has another couple kids
his
with
his oldest.
Yeah,
one.
So I mean, you think about this. This is something that I put this on Kourtney Kardashian's shoulders because she's been Khloe, because she's been taking this dude back for years.
I know, and she's got to stop.
He was banging two chicks at a party. She took him back the next night. Yeah. Like, come on.
And he put the dates with these women on their joint calendar, and Khloe didn't have an issue with it. Come on, I don't know what was going on.
Wait, you notice how excited Wiggy gets when it's talking about the Kardashians?
No, but
He's always off by one, though.
He really enjoys
but
the Kardashians.
I don't give Khloe any pass because this is she's been doing this repeatedly. And if you're going to let somebody walk all over you, when do we start to say it's the person's fault for letting somebody walk all over them?
I agree, Wiggy. No. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So we talked about tonight's game a little bit, and I've been holding on to this lead, and this is why tonight is the perfect game for the New England Patriots, and that is because of the weather. The weather being the way it's going to be today, tonight, where it's almost 40 miles per hour winds and, a little bit rainy, this plays into what the New England Patriots do. They play good defense, they run the football, and what it also does now takes a lot off the shoulders of Mac Jones because now you don't have to get into one of those games where you might have to win a shootout with the Buffalo Bills. So when you look at tonight's football game, you can't ask for a better situation when it comes down to wind, comes down to bad weather, because now you say to your team, do what we love to do, run the football, play great defense, and Mac, in certain situations, go out there and make those plays rather than it being a nice night and this game end up turning out to be a shootout. And now you're like, does the rookie maybe have an opportunity to make more mistakes because you have to now potentially
all right,
win a shootout?
So weather, a good thing for the Patriots tonight. I
Nick
like
Folk,
it,
nervous about that at all?
No, because he's kicked relatively well in some of the bad weather we've seen him in. Even the one in the Bucks game, I mean, it just kind of hooked a little bit left. And hit the upright. So I think this is more about the two quarterbacks in this weather.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
It
looks like all indications are that this week, maybe as soon as tomorrow, the Biden administration will announce a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in Beijing.
Hmm.
A diplomatic boycott.
What does that mean?
Which means that no diplomats will
No
Biden administration diplomats will attend. Can I ask, first of all, that in my mind, that does nothing.
Right.
A bunch of politicians taking a free trip to China for a couple weeks and they're not going to do it. That says nothing to the world. Can I ask why? And I'm being serious here. Why is the United States participating in this Olympics? And I understand the athletes have worked hard for it. I understand all that. But why are we participating in this Olympics in China, which is at the top of the list when it comes to the absolute worst of governments in the entire world? Why are our athletes going there? What does a diplomatic boycott accomplish other than nothing? It's a nothing.
I've got a great answer for you, Greg.
Okay.
Diplomatic immunity.
Finally, you're ready with that drop.
Accomplishes nothing. When I actually heard that the people were still preparing and NBC is heading to Beijing, I thought it was a joke. Like, this is our biggest enemy. They are trying to rule the world. They have the worst human rights violations of any major country in the world. If we care about any of those things, you know what we should do? In lieu of going to Beijing, all the great athletes that have trained their whole life, they do like a barnstorming tour across the country. And they sell out arenas and all the money goes to help people in need in America. We do something like a good deed.
Yeah.
But Greg, this is a great lead though, because I'm listening to it, kind of thinking about it. And when you say it that way, and I see people, you know, completely rip LeBron James about some of his comments about China and everything. And you see what Enes Kanter Freedom. And now when you say that, and there aren't athletes who are now stepping up going, we're not going to do this. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that kind of like, I don't know, it just seems weird to me that there are all these athletes that know about probably, like you said, how China's government is. But yet,
that poor tennis player
mm-hmm.
hasn't been seen or heard from except for some fake FaceTime video thing mm-hmm. because she dared to accuse a former party chief of sexual assault. I mean, the list goes on and on.
What about all the whistleblowers that randomly disappeared all over China when they were alerting the world?
They denied that there was a virus in their country, which ended up has killed a million people. I mean, I don't understand why this country
mm-hmm.
cannot skip the Olympics. Don't give me diplomatic boycott. That's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
So where are all
diplomatic immunity?
That is useless and accomplishes nothing.
Mm-hmm. So where are all your elite Olympic athletes that are going, I'm not going over to like kind of get this ball rolling?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Shouldn't the criticism be more towards them, the athletes who are still going to go over there? And
well, they're amateur athletes.
Horrible analogy.
Do you give them any kind of a pass on that? I mean,
no. Why?
Because this is their one.
I thought they got paid money now.
What?
LeBron
James gets paid $50 million.
No, I thought some of these great athletes were making money off endorsements and things of that.
The vast majority of the people going and participating in the Winter Games are not wealthy enough to just quit and do whatever they want.
But if they're not getting paid to do it, then it's not like they're going and they're losing out money.
Well, the other argument, the other side to this, Wiggy, would be we should send our athletes and win, like Jesse Owens, like we these key moments that have happened in American history. But I just think that you normalize that sort of oppressive rule if you go and participate in the games.
Right, so shouldn't it be the athletes that go, we're not going?
Yes, yes. But again, those it's difficult for those athletes to do that because in many cases, this is their one opportunity at the Olympics. They're never going to get that opportunity.
So would you
again.
Feel the same?
It's more, to me, it's more, why doesn't the United States of America say we are boycotting these games? Why? This texter is right. Why is the Olympic, the International Olympic Committee awarding the games to Beijing,
right.
China?
That's the issue.
Based on the countless human rights atrocities that they are committing left and right.
The only government dirtier than China is the IOC. That group is absolutely disgraceful. But Wiggy, you keep saying this thing about LeBron versus these people.
No, but I'm not talking about LeBron. I'm just saying.
Well, you're doing it in the context.
I'm talking about the athlete, right? We criticize the athlete for doing things for, you know, countries that are basically, you know, treating people in a negative way.
Well, the issue with LeBron is his hypocrisy.
Yes, I understand that.
Right.
He tries to act like he's woke, and he's not woke in the case of when he's making money from Nike. So
right.
I understand that.
I understand that point of it, and I understand why a lot of people get on him about that. I'm just talking about if we know, like if they have the Olympics in North Korea, and we know how North Korea treats their citizens, and as an athlete, isn't it up to the athletes to go, we're not going over there to compete in a place where we know how they treat their citizens?
Yeah, but I think a lot of athletes going to the Olympics do not have that. This is their big chance to make a splash in any of their sports. Not everybody is the top athlete, so they have one chance to go to the Olympics every year that they get older.
So then it's not about the people then. It's more about them going and trying to
achieve their accomplishment. Let me put it in terms that you would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your post-show confessional last week.
Okay.
This would be like this show announcing a boycott of Lincoln in Southie, and only Curtis was not going. Okay? I mean, this is a nothing burger with a diplomatic boycott. It's got to be all or none.
I got some shrapnel there.
Those are the leads this morning. We got to take a quick break. It is a Patriots Monday, and Boomer Esiason will preview tonight's Monday Night Football game coming up at 8 on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.